engaged, eh? Let's get it on. All right. So let us pray so we can get started. Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor, thanksgiving for our apostle, Dr. Leroy Thompson, Sr. We thank you, Father God, for the apostolic call that has formed his life. We thank you for the reason that he established the school. We thank you, Father, that we are here as instructors to point everything to the visionary. We thank you, Father God, that these students are here to learn about apostolic ministry. Apart from the Holy Spirit, we cannot do it. So we thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit, and we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ who shed his blood for the remission of sin and caused that we can all be filled with the precious Holy Spirit. So we just ask you that the Holy Spirit would guard our mind, that it would speak to our heart, speak to our mouth, and give us an understanding that we may hear what he's saying to his church today. These things we ask and thank you for in Jesus' name. Everybody say amen. I want to take this opportunity to welcome all of our online students on Roku. And this class is moving in the gift of revelation and prophecy. That's what this class is. I believe I'm dealing with first-year students. Is that right? Okay, now, even as the apostle shifts, everything around him shifts. So I want you to get prepared to not only just come to class, you will not be at ease this semester, because one of the first things I want to establish is I'm going to have, and I don't know how many students I have, but there's a GroupMe application where I'm going to want everybody in the first year class to start establishing a daily prayer life. You won't have to pray for hours, you know, but you're going to have to pray and read every day, especially pray in the Spirit. And you're going to understand why. I believe as apostle trains us, we have a responsibility to pass on that training to the next generation. Amen? All right. So now, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We'll have several books that we will be sharing with you from. As I said, the first one is Ministering in the Gifts of Revelation. Can I have a blanket, please? Thank you. All of you should have it. Okay. And that's by Apostle Jonathan Davis. And there's also another book, 70 Reasons Why You Should Speak in Tongues. Amen. So I will be gathering information from those two resources. Amen. So I want you to turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter number 12. 1 Corinthians chapter number 12. And we will begin this semester with moving in the gift of revelation and prophecy. Y'all in 1 Corinthians chapter number 12? Okay, let's read. What does it say? Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren. Now notice what he said. I will not have you to be ignorant. I will not have you to be unaware. Okay. When you start thinking about, we use the word spiritual gift, but actually what the apostle is saying, I will not have you to be ignorant of the fact that you are a supernatural being called to function supernaturally. Because these gifts are not, you know, like something you so much take ownership of, but it's actually talking about spiritual gifts, spiritual endowment, spiritual ability that has been given unto us by the Holy Spirit. Are y'all with me? There are some statements I'm going to make tonight that is going to be so important for you to understand where we are going in this apostolic movement. You understand? I hate to call something a movement because that's almost an indication that it's going to come to an end, but this really is an apostolic lifestyle. Understanding heaven-to-earth government, understanding that God connects us to the apostle first, prophet second, thirdly teachers, then the evangelist, than the pastor. Now, we're talking about apostolic ministry, but there's no ministry that exists in the earth realm apart from the Holy Spirit. So Paul would say, thou concerning spiritual gifts, brother, and I will not have you to be what? Ignorant. Go ahead, read what it says. You know that you were Gentiles. You were carried away unto dumb idols. Now, watch what I'm about to say. You know, if you last class, I believe we were in the Show Me the Glory conference. Is that right? Right? Everything that we do, we must connect to what God is doing in the man. All right? We're talking about shifting from the natural. See, they were carried away with dumb idols. They were in stuff. They didn't even know who the true and living God was. Right? But now you got to make a shift. You got to go from the natural to the supernatural. You cannot do that apart from the Holy Ghost. There's no entering into the supernatural apart from the Holy Ghost. Remember the two realms, right? The two realms is the what? Natural realm and the spiritual realm. Now, this statement you're going to have to take down. This is a statement I need you to rehearse over and over and over again as we progress farther and farther into these classes this particular semester. Now, this statement I'm about to make is found in the book of 70 Reasons Why We Should Speak in Other Tongues. Okay? Number one, it says, our spiritual language is the major key that unlocks the door to our spiritual life. And all of the attributes and manifestations of the Holy Spirit, our spirit language, is the major key that unlocks the door to our spirit life. Or let me put it another way. Apostle Thompson said, the very quickest way for us to enter or shift from the natural to the supernatural is by praying in the Spirit. It's by praying in other tongues. See, in the Pentecostal church that I grew up in, it was like once you received the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues, that was a wrap. You were finished. You had made it to glory. But we have learned that it wasn't an event. This was to be a lifestyle. So when you start studying, and for this class, it's going to be important for you to read 1 Corinthians chapter number 12, chapter number 13, and chapter number 14. Because Apostle Paul, who made this statement, watch what Paul says. I speak in tongues more than all of you. Now, he's talking to a whole church that he has established. And he says, I speak in tongues more than all of you. And so speaking in tongues is the key that unlocks the door to the what? To the what? To the spirit life or to the supernatural. See, we are spirit beings. See, they told us we were human beings, but we're in another realm here now. We are spirit beings. First, we came from God, created in His image and in His likeness. So we are, first of all, spirit beings. We possess a soul, and we live in a physical body. We came from God. So to communicate with God, we got to bypass the natural. We got to go into the realm where God is. Y'all with me? So how did He make that available to us? By giving us His divine nature. By Him taking up residence on the inside of us. How is God living in us? Through the person of the Holy Ghost. That's why it's so important for us in this class of moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy to understand that the Holy Spirit is in you, residing in you, and you have the ability to function in all nine manifestations of the Spirit, which is something that the church is not taught. All right? Number one, you have to desire spiritual gifts. Isn't that what the scriptures teach? Desire. You know what desire means? You have to crave. You have to have an urge for it. And so, I can put it this way. We must praise the supernatural because we are supernatural beings.
All of the movies come out now is about the supernatural. Come on now, Fantastic Four, Iron Man. Come on, talk to me. Captain America, Godzilla coming back. I'm trying to get some help. I'm just trying to tell you, everything is about the supernatural. The Hulk. Now you notice Batman and Robin, Superman. You have y'all paid attention? First that which is natural, then that which is spiritual. They're bringing them all together to become as one big unit to do warfare with the supernatural forces of evil. Could it be? Could it be? Could it possibly be that you going out there to see the movie, but God is trying to tell you, this is what I'm doing. I'm going to cause the supernatural to get you out of stuff. Come on, now, let's let it go. I mean, all of those movies you go to, no matter what predicament those people get in, some kind of way, Superman get them out. Well, how did he do that? He starts functioning in what? Supernatural power. Come on, talk to me. He was Clark Kent. He was Clark Kent until what? He went into that booth and changed into another man. The purpose of praying in the Holy Spirit on a daily basis and pushing the envelope. I know of no other man that I've ever come in contact with in the natural life that has emphasized more about praying in the Spirit than Apostle Thompson. Not only have I heard him emphasize it, I see him live. I've walked upon him and had to walk right away because I can see he was in that zone. You don't go talking to somebody when they're in that zone. No matter what it is, you got to know how to back off and say, huh? Because Paul said, when I speak in an unknown tongue, I'm not talking to men. I'm talking to God. This is my time with God. Right? Oh, Lord, they got so much fun. I'm like, Lord, okay. So listen. We're talking about going into the supernatural. All right? The Holy Spirit is the only one that can usher us into the supernatural. We can't go there by ourselves. You got to be covered. You got to be protected. So you have to develop a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. Can you say amen? Okay. Now, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 12, I want you to be ignorant of spiritual gifts. You know you were carried away, led of these dumb idols. Read what it says. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking, watch this, no man speaking by the Spirit of God, no man who's functioning in the supernatural, calleth Jesus accursed. All right, come on, them two don't work. Them two don't work. You cannot function in the supernatural with the gift of the Holy Spirit and turn around and curse the very one who baptized you with the Spirit. Are y'all with me? No man speaking by the Spirit call Jesus accursed and what?
No man
can say that Jesus is Lord, but all right. So the purpose of the Holy Spirit and the purpose of us developing our prayer language, or as the writer Bill Hammond, Prophet Bill Hammond, who some of his material I'm using also, he talks about, we're talking about a spirit language. We're talking about, y'all know how we communicate in English and we understand each other perfectly? We're talking about being so joined with the Holy Spirit that we begin to understand our spirit language so we can relate to God. So that when we're praying in the Spirit, we're so in tune with what God is saying that it'd be like we haven't had one-on-one conversation in a language we don't know, but something we can start understanding. That's supernatural. So speak in a language that your mind can't understand, and yet you can sense and know that God is leading you to go somewhere or to do something. You're being drawn, being pulled. Come on now. Y'all see y'all looking at me, but, you know, have you ever been somewhere and you got the strong urge to give something? You would rather keep it in your pocket, but something is pulling on you to do it. That's supernatural. It'll get you out of stuff. Are y'all with me? All right. So, finish reading. I've got one or two more verses that I want to get to.
Yeah, the next one. I think we get that, huh? Yeah. There we go. Now, come on, let's look at it. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operation, but it's the same God which worketh all in all. Let's repeat some things. The key that unlocks the door to the supernatural is praying in the Spirit. That's why praying in the Spirit for a believer is not an option. It becomes a lifestyle. Right? Because, watch this, as you pray in the Spirit, you will begin to move in the gifts of revelation and prophecy. Because we're dealing with revelation knowledge. You cannot defeat the enemy until you have something that came from God. You remember Jesus in his temptation? You remember the Bible talks about in the temptation of Jesus that Jesus would always answer Satan by that which was written? Satan said, jump off the cliff. Jesus said, no, the scriptures say, the word of God says, don't tempt the Lord your God. I can't do that. Y'all understand? Turn this, if you the Son of God, make these bread stone. Jesus said, I don't need to do that. I already heard from God. All right? Now, Satan can always deal with, you know, that which is written. But then Jesus shifted on it. See, he went from that which was written to that which was spoken. See, a rhema word, Satan don't have no clue. He can quote scripture. Then he tells Jesus, the angels will have charge over you if you jump off the cliff. So Satan knows some scripture. But he can't identify with a rhema. Because that's only something that God spoke to you, watch this, by the Holy Ghost. Am I helping you? Are you understanding? I want you to have an understanding. I don't want to come out here talking about this ain't nothing about no great preaching, great teaching. We're all connected to the apostle. My heart is to give to you the information that he wants you to have. You got what I'm saying? Now I'm going to read those same couple of verses in the Amplified Translation. It says, now about the spiritual gift. Now about the spiritual gift. The special endowment of supernatural energy. The special endowment of what? Supernatural energy. What I'm trying to communicate to you as apostle is talking about, Lord, show us the glory. And he says there are two realms that we function in, the natural realm and the supernatural realm. And in any area of our lives where we are in stuck, it's because we are functioning in the natural. So if we want to get unstuck, we must know how to shift from the natural to the supernatural. Then he starts talking about the three dimensions, right? The three dimensions, which is what? Faith, the anointing, and the glory, The purpose of faith and the anointing is to eventually bring us to the glory. Is that right? Is that right? Because we found out that we can function in faith, right, and get certain limited results. We can function in the ability and get, the anointing and get certain limited results. But as we use our faith and our anointing to get to the glory, we get to the place where God takes over. Right? Right? I will enter into his gates with thanksgiving in my, and I will enter his courts with, all right, so now we have thanksgiving, praise that eventually leads us to worship. Now I want you to pay attention to what I'm about to say to you. I see. Watch what I'm about to say to you. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, he showed you three dimensions. Yeah. There are diversities of gifts. Read it. You can read it in, we'll go to the Amplified, but read it in King James. Yeah. Verse number 4. Now watch. There are diversities of gifts. The same what?
So nothing is going on in the earth realm today apart from the Holy Spirit. Nothing is going on in the earth realm today apart from the Holy Spirit. He's the administrator. He's the orchestrator of everything that God is carrying out in the earth realm. There's no man that can talk about what he's doing if he thinks he's doing it on his own. Jesus said, no man, you know, I can't do nothing except I got it from above. Even in Jesus' own life, Jesus accredited everything that he was doing to his Father. But Jesus' ministry, even though he was giving his Father the credit, we must come to the understanding that Jesus was a man anointed by God the Holy Spirit. It was the Holy Spirit at work in him to carry out the will of the Father. You find that principle in Acts 10:38, how God the Father anointed Jesus, the man of Nazareth, with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was, how was God with him? The same way he's with us. The exact same way, not a different way. The exact same way. We have not been able to function supernaturally because we've always put Jesus over here and us over there. But we have the same Spirit, according to Romans 8 and 11. If the same Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he shall quicken your mortal body by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Are you with me? We are encouraged to have the mind of the Spirit. Are you with me? All right. So y'all see where I'm going here. Notice I said faith, anointing, glory, thanksgiving, praise, and worship. Now we have diversity of gifts, but the same Spirit, and they are what? Yes. No, the second one is, there we go. Okay, that's okay. All right, first one is differences or diversities of gifts. The second one is differences or diversities of administration, but it is the same Lord. That's referencing the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you with me? Then the third one says there are differences or diversities of operation, but it is the same who? All right. So notice God says, I'm a three-dimensional God. All these things function as one. They function as one. But you need to understand how it functions. Now I'm going to go back to the Amplified and say, now about these spiritual gifts, special endowments of supernatural energy, brethren, I do not want you to be misinformed. You know that when you were heathen, read, you were led off after idols that could not speak habitually as impulse and directed in whenever the occasion might arise. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking under the power and influence of the Holy Spirit of God can ever say, Jesus be cursed. And no one can really say that Jesus is my Lord except by and under the power and influence of the... So notice how everything is being connected to who? The Holy Spirit. All right. Verse number 4. Now there are distinctive varieties and distributions of endowments. Distinctive. In other words, they're so distinctive they can be clearly seen. Are you with me? Read. Gift, which is once again extraordinary powers, distinguishing certain Christians
Divine grace
due to the power of the divine grace operating in their souls by the Holy Spirit. And though they are distinctive, and though they are different, and though they are diversified and varied, it's still the same Spirit. It's the same Spirit. Are y'all with me? Different, but it only came from the one Holy Spirit. Are you with me? Now, these endowments that come from the Holy Ghost, we're talking about apostolic ministry. That's why an apostle is in rank separated from everybody else. Because the endowment that's in the life of an apostle can be clearly seen. Why would the Bible say, Paul would say, truly the signs of an apostle were wrought among you? Huh? Truly the signs of an apostle was wrought among you. How can the signs of an apostle be wrought among us? By the Holy Ghost? Through these special endowments? Come on now. Apostles don't come to talk. They come to walk. They cut the pathway. They cut the trail, and then all of us follow. They are the first one in line when it comes from heaven to earth government. Every other gift must be connected to them. That's in order for the church to be functional, in order for the church to operate supernaturally. Everything must be in divine order. Are you with me? Okay, now, notice specifically, there are diversities of distinctive varieties and distributions of endowments, gifts, extraordinary powers, distinguishing certain Christians, due to the what? Power of the divine grace operating in their souls by the Holy Spirit. Now, this is something else apostles have been really training us. Your mind got to get engaged. We always won't be all spiritual, but in this apostolic move, our minds have to engage the things of God. As a matter of fact, the scriptures say we have the mind of Christ. We can think like Christ thinks. We can have God's thoughts. We can think like God thinks. How can we do that? As you pray in the Spirit, how many of you know when you pray in the Spirit first thought off? Red beans on your mind, corn flakes. Work on your mind. You got all this stuff on your mind when you first thought off. God, you don't start off in no spirit. Don't sit up here. Are you on the internet? I can see you too. I like you all that deep, man, soon as I get there. No, you not. You do just what you saw me do around here. Fumble around like I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm saying to myself, Lord, if you don't help me in this class tonight, I ain't going to be able to teach these people nothing. But then all of a sudden, you can see when you shift gears. Okay, well, the same happens when you get the plan in the Spirit. You know, you down there, first of all, think about all the stuff that's wrong, that ain't right. You know, stuff that needs to be lined up. Then all of a sudden, as you roll, tala, my Sunday, both, shata, na, my rete. I mean, pretty soon you get so caught up. Time, you know, like the song, sitting at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. But you get the time, that's old as ready. We're talking about when you begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, you get so caught up and so caught up. You get so caught up. It's, you know what I'm talking about? Can't stop praying His name. No, I don't want to stop. You get to praying in tongues, and once you get engaged, you get to a point you just don't want to stop. You know, it ain't just about getting a good feeling. It's about, man, I'm in this zone, and I don't want to come out of it. All right, now listen to me. The purpose of praying in the spirit language every day is so you can engage your spiritual lifestyle. So it doesn't become an occasional thing, but it becomes a lifestyle. You're always in the spirit.
Oh, Lord, let me see if I can get to all this. Let me hurry up. Y'all watch that time for me. Wave your hand. You know when class is supposed to end. I don't want an apostle rebuking me. Ain't nobody that anointed, y'all. I'm under authority. I ain't trying to impress nobody. I said every semester, don't get caught up. I'm here because of the apostle to do his bidding. Spirit at his bequest. Now, he goes on to say, and there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. I hope that's amplified. No, that means a switch that can't change. We just fix. and their distinctive varieties of service,
administration,
but it is the same Lord
who is served.
And their distinctive varieties of operations of working to accomplish things,
but it is the same God
who inspires and energizes
them all in all.
Who energizes them all and all. Now pay attention. The Bible says, for it is God who that works in you, both to will and to do all of his good pleasure. It is God at work. Well, if God is at work in us, he would have to be at work in us the same way he was at work in Jesus. Yeah, come on now. He was a man anointed of God. That's who we are, men and women anointed by God, the Holy Spirit. And it is God's operation in us, willing, causing us to will to do his good pleasure. So that's why in Jude 20, says building up yourself. Building up yourself. In other words, strengthening yourself. We must be strengthened with might by his Spirit in our inner man. We need inner strength, not natural strength, inner strength. The purpose of praying in your spirit language every day is so that you can start being energized. Get to the point you can't live without it. Get to the point like praying in spirit is like the air you breathe. Because, Lord, in order for me to make it in this life, I can't get in stuff. I need to operate in the supernatural. And there's a lot of stuff going on, Lord, that I don't understand mentally. I can't put my mind or wrap my mind around it. But if I pray in the Holy Ghost, I know that every step of a righteous man or woman is ordered by God. I know that you have in your hand all things under your control concerning me. Yeah. Y'all with me? All right, now let's go a little bit further. It says, the church is a supernatural race of spiritual people, Christians. Y'all heard me? Of spiritual people called Christians. They have a supernatural birth by the Spirit of God, a supernatural baptism with the Spirit of God, a supernatural grace, and supernatural gifts of the Holy Spirit. What does it mean to be spiritual? It means you are, number one, born again by the Spirit of God, baptized in the Holy Spirit, filled with the Spirit, and you walk and live in the Spirit. Born of the Spirit, baptized with the Spirit, filled with the Spirit, learning how to live in the Spirit. Come on now. Because when we don't function, see, when they say live in the Spirit, you got to start thinking that means supernatural. See, I can live my natural life, but I'm a staying stuck. Now, how many of you know God is concerned about the affairs, all the affairs of your life? The Bible says he's given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us unto what? Virtue. So we have everything we need. Where is it at? In God, in Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Are y'all with me? So y'all got that down. That's the natural versus the supernatural. You're born of the Spirit. See, the new birth, you know, Jesus said that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. So once we are born of the Spirit of God, now God says, I need for you to be able to talk to me in a language not known to you, a spirit language. It's supernatural because it's like a navigation system. If you learn to trust it, it'll get you to your destination.
see, praying in the Spirit is supernatural navigation. I travel with Apostle. I pay attention. I listen to what he's saying. Listen, he says. This church is supernatural. It's been easy for me. I know it makes most ministers shake in their boots, but he says it's been easy for me. Why? Because I had this hunger, I had this pursuit, and I'm always praying in the Spirit. And God always gives me something off the wall, out of socket. Don't make sense to my natural mind. But when I do it, I get supernatural results. Hello, money coming. Go around telling people that. God give you two words, something of money coming. You'll run half the people away. No, they say, you're trying to take money from us. No, money coming. Now, but I'm saying, see, that's supernatural. The move, that God said, I'm going to do it right here in Darrow. That was supernatural. Nobody was there. Where was the crowd? There was no crowd then. He said his church was like 30 members and maybe 95% of them were children. God, I thought you was going to do something big with me. And you got me stuck in Darrow, out in a sugar cane field. I'm trying to get some help around here. You know, but God said, get the land. They said they were going to build a dump. God said, get the land. This is some kind of dump. But y'all understand what I'm saying. See, as you pray in the Spirit, God unveils, reveals to you his plans, his purposes, his pursuits. How much time I have, young lady? Just 5 minutes. Thank you. All right. Thank you. Thank y'all very much. Now, homework assignment. 1 Corinthians, chapter 12. I want you to read it. 1 Corinthians, chapter number 12. I want you to begin each day, starting tomorrow. Whether it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, pray in the Spirit. Every day. On your lunch break, you can do it. If we're going to follow the apostle, we have to follow the demand. If you're going to follow somebody, you really have to stay close. Because at the rate that he's moving right now, we all will get left in the dust. As you watch and listen to him, he believes. He says, concerning this generation, they want the good, but they don't want to pay. And I trust that all of you that are here tonight and all of you that are by Roku and the Internet, that you are in this school because you have a hunger and a thirst for God because religion and tradition have not did it for you. Now, I might not know a lot of things, but I do know about the man I'm following. And whoever you follow is just a prophecy of where you could go. I didn't say it's where you would go. I say it's where you could go. Because you're not going to get this by hanging out. There is a specific price to pay. And so, I'm just telling you, it takes a lot of discipline. And I know you're going to have many excuses for wanting to miss school. Don't do it. You need to be here live. You need, if you're a Darrow campus student, you need to be here. For the online students, because I hear this, yes, you do have the opportunity. So view the archives, as well as I would encourage all of the Darrow campus students to, go online, review these classes, listen for things you didn't hear when you were sitting here. Okay? But if I was an online student, I'd rather be watching live, okay, then go back and review. Y'all listening? I'm telling you some secrets because you're going to have to start. All of these classes will be connected, okay? And before I leave, I want to say this concerning the tests and the quizzes. If you pay attention, take care of your quizzes,
you're going to come out fine. But I'm not going to make it easy for you. You're going to have to pay attention in class. Amen? So y'all enjoy your night.